headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Addie and Rada with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, as the Easter long weekend nears, Queensland drivers are being reminded that double demerit points apply year-round, not just during the holidays. The rule targets repeat offenders who commit the same type of traffic offence within 12 months. Offences include speeding more than 20 kilometres over the limit, mobile phone use, seatbelt violations, failing to restrain children under 16 properly, and motorcycle helmet offences. Authorities warn that motorists don't need to commit the exact same offence. Any offence within the same group will attract double demerits if repeated, urging all drivers to stay vigilant this holiday period. In national news, Cyclone Erol has intensified to a Category 4 overnight as it lingers off the northwest Australian coast. The cyclone, lingering over 500 kilometres off Broome's coast, is set to weaken over the weekend. Even if it downgrades to a tropical storm, scientists say that residents should prepare for heavy rains and strong winds. Gale force winds have prompted local residents to begin their preparation for cyclones this week. Conditions are looking so dire that a local basketball tournament has been cancelled. Scientists worry that even though the system's set to weaken, residents should still take caution.
In international news, Gazan pathologists found that the bodies of paramedics and rescue workers killed by Israeli forces last month died from gunshots to the head and chest, as well as explosives. The group were ambushed while mounting a rescue operation in Gaza's south and were buried in a mass grave. On its part, Israel admitted to killing the paramedics, but claimed they were travelling in an erratic and suspicious manner. At least one paramedic has been kidnapped by Israeli forces, with another unaccounted for. Since the 2nd of March, Israeli forces have been blockading aid from reaching Gaza. The government says it will only lift the blockade when Hamas releases the few remaining Israeli hostages. Human rights organizations such as Amnesty International have condemned Israel's punitive actions, describing Israel's attacks as a violation of international humanitarian law. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. There's no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 9. We'll be back at 10 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
The Eyewear House Cannon Hill is a locally owned independent optometrist that has all your eyewear needs.